It is time once again for the radio voice of the Evangel Home of Fresno. This is Heartline. The Evangel Home of Fresno, one of the first facilities in America founded specifically for women in need. That history goes back to 1955. The beginning of Evangel Home was from the founder, Pauline Baker Myers. You can find the whole story about Evangel Home at the website, evangelhome.org. But for now, it's radio stuff. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
All right. Once again, this adventure we call Heartline, the radio voice of Evangel Home of Fresno, hits the airwaves in Central California. And as Ken has said, we're here, Jerry Brenneman and myself. We're in Jerry's office. And like we usually do, 97% of the time, we have one of our residents, one of our ladies with us today, someone who's here for the ministry. And I'm really anxious to hear Dynika's story because we don't know her. At least I don't. Of course, I never met her, but she has a very calm, genuine demeanor about her on the outside. Anyway, that's my first impression. How would you characterize that, Jerry?
I think that's right. Very calm, and I think that calmness right now is peace. I don't know that she's always had the kind of peace that she has now, but there's almost a thank you, Jesus, in her eyes. Mm-hmm. In fact, when you prayed today, there were tears in her eyes. I heard her get in the Kleenex box. whatever her story is might bring us to tears, but your prayer brought her to tears. And I think that those are tears of gratitude. That's what I see with Dynika. She's been in the crisis home for about a month.
2 months?
2 months. 2 months? Yeah. Well, our limit's 28 days. What are you doing? No, because she's applying for Crossroads, that we've extended her time, and she'll go through that process. She has an adorable little baby that's just about 2 months old, huh? How old
yes.
is the baby?
Actually, she'll be 2 months on the 22nd.
So we had a brand new woman and a brand new baby at the same time. If Dynika goes next door, we will end up, by December, we would have 3 infants, because another of our Crossroads gals is due to give birth in December. Mm. We had a baby 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
And so we would have, Kira in daycare would have her little trio of infants. But somewhere in this process, and I'm curious also what brought Dynika here, there in her whole process here, Jim, I have seen nothing but gratitude from her. Mm. No matter how bad her day might be, no matter how frightened she might be inside, that never was projected onto other people. And I see that sometimes with some of our women and some of people just in life in general. Mm-hmm. If they're having a bad day, you're going to have a bad day right with them. Mm-hmm. If they're mad at somebody, you're going to have to join in that anger. Mm-hmm. They're going to project it on you. Mm-hmm. Dynika doesn't do that. Whatever she's dealing with, she takes care of in a way that doesn't involve other people in her yucky stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think that speaks very well of her maturity, both spiritually and emotionally.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, first impressions are what they are, and I'm looking forward to seeing what's beneath that very tender, gentle exterior. Dynika, where are you from?
I'm from San Jose.
And how long have you been in the Fresno area?
I've been in the Fresno area for a little bit over 4 months.
Okay. Can we ask you what brought you to this area initially?
Homeless. Staying with family members. And because of a change of lifestyle that I was living, I'm an ex-drug dealer, and I just got tired of selling drugs to other mothers or to people. And so when I decided to let the drugs go, my family put me out.
Mm.
So I came to Fresno to stay with family members through my marriage. And when my husband went to jail, and they put me out. When I had my baby was on the way back to where I was staying at, the family met me at the vehicle with a newborn and told me I couldn't stay there no more.
Mm.
So I was on the streets with myself and a 4-day-old baby. And I had a list of places to call.
Where did you get this list?
From the welfare office. Okay. They gave me a list of shelters to call. And actually, the Evangel Home was going to be the last place, but it ended up being the first place for me to call. And when I called, I gave them my story over the phone, and then they had me come in to do an interview, and I've been here since.
Now, let me back up just a little bit, Dainika. You say you were selling drugs. Was it also an addiction for you?
Yes. For the simple fact, I have 5 kids altogether. So being a single parent in the home, being receiving aid in the county we were living in, and just not having, well, I always thought, since I didn't have enough money, you know, enough income to support myself, take care of the household needs and my children, that I could go to the street to sell drugs. And whenever I got low on money and my kids would see the neighbors or other kids with brand new stuff, then they would come home and, "Mom, we want this, we want that." So I always would go back to the same person and tell them I'm struggling, you know, "Can you throw me a sack so I can come up on some fast money to take care of my kids?" Mm-hmm. Not knowing that at that time that it was an addiction, just as well as for someone that's doing drugs or, you know, people out there selling their bodies. I didn't know what I was doing was an addiction until I came here to the Evangel Home and realized that I had an addiction just as well as someone else.
Wow, isn't that interesting?
Do you realize how honest this woman has been? How many of us could go on the air, Jim, talking to total strangers, with almost total strangers, and share that in depth in just a couple of words? And I don't think sometimes people realize the pressure. When you say drug dealer, you know, that's just one of those negative things.
Yeah.
We don't want to be that. We don't want our kids to be that. We want all the drug dealers in jail.
Yeah.
But the human reality of that it is a way to get money for people who are desperate. It is. There's a whole underground economy out there of money that's never going to be taxed. But people need to survive. And so sometimes we all do things that we know we shouldn't. She didn't know she shouldn't yet. But I think she does now. And I think Dainika is really seeing the results of living that kind of lifestyle.
Yeah. One of my favorite questions to ask Dainika, someone who has come here, you called, told your story, got accepted, you arrived, you walked in the front door, looked around, and you thought,
"Oh my." My first question was, "Where am I? Mm-hmm. What am I doing?" Within the first week, you know, doing the getting used and accepting the house rules and the chores that we're assigned to, having a small baby, it was kind of hard for me to do the chores because I wasn't one to trust other people around my kids because I've always had a trust issue. Ever since I've been 9 years old, I've had a trust issue with other women due to how I was treated as a young child, whether it was things that I went through with my mom and just seeing how she struggled to take care of us. It was hard for me to walk in here and just lean on someone else.
Was there a turning point when suddenly you realized, "Wait a second, this is different and it's okay, I can settle in here and be comfortable"?
The turning point for me is when I realized that the staff that was here my first week of stay were women of God that has been down the road and went through things that I was used to. And what really got my attention is I had talked with a couple of staff and they were recovering addicts. Mm-hmm. And that's when I realized that I had an addiction as well.
Well, so you've been here 2 months or so now, and you're in the process of applying for Crossroads. Is that true? Mm-hmm. And what are your thoughts? What are your expectations going into this 9-month-long life skills training program? What do you hope to see come out of that for Danica?
My expectations for myself would be to see myself totally surrendered to God and just more open with people on the streets to let them know what the type of person that I used to be to the type of person that I am now. And not like Jerry said earlier, not too many people that know, that thinks that when they're out there selling drugs or whatever, that it's an addiction or it's a sin, but it is.
Jerry, we've talked many times, the big indicator that something is about to change is a commitment to change. Mm-hmm. I mean, to actually leave the area where you were because of you wanted to get away from the drug world and all of that is an indication that there's a chance for success if really change is what you're looking for. If you're looking for a way out, then not so much, perhaps. Quick observation, we've got about a minute left.
Oh, quick observation for me?
Yes.
I thought it was going to be your quick observation. Okay, my quick observation. I'm hoping and praying for Danica that she does make it.
It's a long, tough road to go.
It's a long, tough road. And I have said so many times, and maybe this is where I want to end it today, I have worked with any number of women with any number of problems. I've worked with a number of prostitutes, drug addicts, all rolled into one. And it dawned on me one day when a woman that we loved dearly, who did so well, who was a prostitute, graduated, was working legitimately, went back to prostitution because it was easy money for her. Mm-hmm. And somebody said to me, after all she learned, how could she go back to that? And I realized at that moment, it was as hard for her to stop being a prostitute as it would be for me to start. Because we are all products of all those little steps we've had in our life. I had good, loving, healthy little steps. She had bad, rotten, yucky ones and a mother who was a prostitute.
Yep.
It's part
it's
two.
Rough.
I think we better do
yeah,
it
it's
two
a
now.
Rough go. Danica, thank you. I have so appreciate your vulnerability and willingness to share. Great respect for you and high
thank
hopes
you.
For you.
Thank you.
Friends, we're out of time. I'm going to give this right back to Ken Adams right now to make this into a radio program. Thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno can be reached in the 559 area code 264-4714. Again, 264-4714. Round the clock online, you can find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. That's it. We're done. Thanks for tuning in this week's edition of Heartline, the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.